So in the Gold Prayer Book, please turn to page 27. And we'll chant the seventh in prayer in Tibetan. Page 27 in the Gold Prayer Book. Gosum gupe gone cha tse lo nye sham yi tu che tim ma lu bu to me ne sa di tun tam che sha Kepa gewanam la jeirang korwa matom bardule june nola cheki kolokowadang Da shengen an jan chu chen por no. Now turn to page 97 in the same book. Do the short monologue prayer. Saji perki shu shing metok tam ri rab ni shi ni te gen pa di Ratamandalakam Niryatayami
Sanje
Chedanta Kichanam Lajan Chubadu Dani Kapsuchi Dabi Chenyan Gipe Senam Gido Lapen Chusan Gedu Pasho Dagi Chenyen Gipe Senam Gido Lapen Chusan Gedu Pasho Chudan Soki Chonam La Jan Chubardu Dani Kyab Suchi Dagi Chenyen Gipe Senam Gido Lapen Chusan Gedu Pasho
One round of money mantra for Richard.
Okay. don't know the mantra, it's on page 37 at the bottom. Mm-hmm. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, we set a perfect Buddha crowned in light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chen Rizik, all seeing one, I prostrate.
Oh yeah, thank you. So then, you know, each time, please, when you remember, Richard say, "Mani mantra, okay, also a benefit." Oh. So today, how to take, you know, the wishing Buddhist vow and engaging Buddhist vows, okay? How to take wishing Buddhist vow or engaging Buddhist vows? Junde menga du dashe nyamje gun ne chanju sume ye chanju sume yinju yinyo wa tabu tabu na mesim choge mesim choge choga cha also. So it's very very important here. Doing meditation on, there's two instructions, right? Two instructions how to develop bodhicitta. Two different instructions. So one is called six cause and one resolve. Junde menga do one instruction. So then the second one is like exchanging oneself with others. No? There's two instructions. So when you explain them separately because there's two different lineage. When you practice, you can combine. So that's, if you ever wonder, how I can develop bodhicitta, this is the two instructions. That's how the Buddhist has been developed, generated in the past. So these are the same instructions the Lama Tsongkha will follow, Lama Adisha, you know. Lama Adisha learned from his master, Lama Selimpa. Spent like 12 years with Lama Selimpa, then managed to develop bodhicittas. No different instructions, the same instructions. So, for example, piece of stone, if I give to Dion, no, like between me and Dion, that maybe, you know, we have different karma, different mindset, or different interests, but the stone, same stone. So then, you know, Dion passed here, there, you know, but each person who holds that stone, there's a different level of understanding of Dharma, different level of merit has been created, or, you know, but stone is same, you know, it's the same. So the instruction, there's no different. So they have like special instructions. No, these are the same instructions. It's been, as they handed over to generation to generation, so same instructions. Just think about like a piece of stone they passed down to you, then to you. People who hold the stone, there's different, you know, mindset, different kind of karma has been created. But the stone itself is same. Similarly here, instruction, how to develop Buddhism, these two instructions, since it's been taught, Shakyamuni Buddha taught. The same instructions. When you can do review meditations, you can just review the six causes and one result, you can just review them, the review meditations, or you can do analytical meditations. Then slowly, no matter either one of the instructions you use to develop or generate bodhicitta. So then following, doing meditation or practicing those instructions, then eventually you will gain this, how to say, heart-moving experience. Make sense? Heart-moving experience. Like mind-shaking experience. Yuginyoa. Yi, like, no, that's like not talking about eye consciousness, ear consciousness, talking about the mind. But it kind of transforms your deep inside you, it kind of transforms. Yuginyoa. Nyoa means experience. Experience that moves your mind deeply. That moves your mind. So then, that's the sign that traditionally, then you give Buddhist vows. See, it's not just, oh, I like to take Buddhist vows. Give me Buddhist vows. What else you have to give me? What else you have to give me? It's not like that. No. That's how the traditionally Buddhist vow is been given. That's how the ritual are performed. No, after the people who has, you know, deeper understanding of bodhicitta, not just intellectual understanding, it means really something, you know, something. Oh, so then you mentioned chokers are then wishing bodhisattva or engaging bodhisattva vows are given, okay, for the sake of knowledge, for the sake of knowledge. Oh. So, yeah. I myself received many, many initiations. Each time when you receive initiations, Buddhist vow is part of that. Do you feel anything? Not really. No. Because it's all here, nothing here. So here, then you practice and you think again and again, then you feel something here. So then you take vow, you receive vow, then you know it's really benefit, you know, it's like really benefit. So just receiving vow is not going to, you know, does not become like bodhisattva. No, I'm bodhisattva because I receive vows. You know? That's not how it works, okay? That's for the sake of knowledge. When the bodhisattva vow has been given, So you practice those, either one of those instructions, you practice them, do review meditation, analytical meditations, concentration meditations, then slowly, slowly, then you gain some experience. That not just experience, the experience kind of like, you know, like deep experience, not very, very deep experience. So then, that's the time, then you know, the Bodhisattva has been given. So, more likely, you will not break the vows because you feel bodhicitta, it's not just you understood. Then you tell her, Tepa Chimri, Givi Shini, Sina Dema Shikla, Sovata. Then after that, then you request with qualified mind, a teacher that you request. Can you please give me Bodhisattva vows because my friend took Bodhisattva vows? Because somebody at the retreat tell me that I have to get Bodhisattva vows, Bodhisattva vows. That's not how you, then after that you request qualified Mahayana teacher, you request to give the vows. Tell her, Tepa Chimri, Givi Shini, Sina Dema, qualified, not just, you know, qualified. So what is the request, you know? Chebe Yoje, Chijo Shamnes. Then you display all kind of offerings, you know, you don't see here, but back in the monastery, they really decorate the whole rooms with the flowers, all kind of flowers go around, there all a lot of flowers there. And then you like chobe chinjur, you know, set of offerings, you know, like beautiful, because this is very important days, because, you know, like you are receiving vows, Bodhisattva vows, it's not just because you have experience. So, chobe chinjur shamne, chamro tumu mayam, ongo dungane, member tamjajin, so much also. So Jabdo, refuge, vows, Jabdo, refuge. Tumu Mayemba, very unique one, uncommon. Why is it called uncommon, unique? Because this is Mayana refuge, not just refuge. It's Mayana refuge. So, you know, small scope, in the Lamrim, small scope, middle scope, minor scope, great scope. Or, you know, just like, now, Samsara, I think, is not really the place to be part of, you know. It's like, wherever I turn, everywhere is problems, everywhere, you know, the problems. Fame doesn't help, material possession doesn't help, power doesn't help, look doesn't help, all this, you know. If you have look, doesn't mean you are free from suffering, problems. If you have money, doesn't mean you are free from problems. If you have like fame, doesn't mean you are free from problems. No matter what kind of things we have, long as we are part of samsara, then there's not really freedoms, not really freedom. So then you know, kind of like how you say, you could say, I'm sick of samsara, or say, I'm very disgusted. like that, no, yinjukata. Shambalo means like, yeah, it's like, there's no interest at all. So, please don't misunderstand. Samsara is not a place. It's not a place. If it's a place, you can buy a flight ticket, you can go somewhere else. It's not a place. It's a cycle. Powered by action and thought, you know, cycle, the twirling, that cycle needs to break. It's not a place. Some people think it's a place, then they go to Cozumel. Then they first they think, oh, this paradise. Next day they are bitten by mosquitoes, they say, oh, this is not paradise. So, you know, it's another place. It's a place, no? You can go easily, no? It's a cycle. Cycle of birth, aging, death, the cycles. to another place, you know. It's like wherever you go, there you are. So that's kind of a little bit showing like about the mind, you know. So then, you know, then you take refuge with the Dhamma Sangha because, you know, you are fed up with the samsara. Then that is considered as small scope refuge, okay? The middle scope, not just, you know, like, worry about the lower rebirth, you know, lower rebirth, three lower rebirth, animal realm, pet realms, you know, then hell realms, worrying that I may going to be born there, worried. Then because of that, you take refuge, Buddha Dhamma Sangha, that's small scope refuge. So now, you know, not just that, you know, I'm not just worried about lower rebirth, I'm worried about all the samsara, you know, from the hell realm to the tip of the samsara, like that's the formless realms. So then that's take refuge, Buddha Dhamma Sangha, that's like middle scope refuge. So then here, unique or special one. Why special? Because of the taking refuge of Buddha Dhamma Sangha for all mother sentient beings. Not just me worrying about Lord, but samsara. No. Worrying about everybody's, you know, well-being. So then you take refuge of Buddha Dhamma Sangha. So that's uncommon refuge. Why it's called uncommon? Because it's uncommon with small scope, middle scope. It's uncommon. This is why uncommon or special, no? Okay. So display all the, you know, offering, decorate the room, then display all the offerings, decorate the room. So so then like check, you know, do the unique or special refuge. Refuge I just said, you know, that's minor refuge, okay? That's unique one, special one. Second of all sentient beings, you know. So do that in the kind of like preliminary practice, taking like refuge Buddha Dhamma Sangha in order to benefit all mother sentient beings, or taking refuge Buddha Dhamma Sangha in order to achieve enlightenment to benefit all sentient beings. Then you take, you know, like wishing. First you take wishing Buddhist vows, okay? Wishing Buddhist vows, so much how was it? So, what do you call like right? R-I-T, what is it, understand, right?
Right.
Huh? How you say?
Right.
Rice. Right, okay. So you know what I'm saying. Right, so or it's not really ritual, it's like more like right, choga. Right, no, so like you have like in like anything like similarity, you have anything like similarity?
Yes.
What?
Right. And then what would be right, Geshe-la? Similarities in other spiritual traditions?
Yeah, here in America.
In America?
Oh.
Well, in Christianity there's baptism.
Oh, that's called rite?
That is a rite. It's a sacrament.
Oh, yeah. It's like saying something, or repeating something, then, you know, like that's like, that's called rite. Okay, you understood. Choga is called choga. So choga means, you know, ritual, that's different. It's rite, probably better translation. Even though I don't know that word very well, but I just heard some people use. The rite. Then you, if you wonder, oh, where I can find the right to offer wishing Buddhist vows, you know, Lamrim clearly stated all the right there, Lamrim, in the Mayana session, in the Lamrim part. Lamrim, that, not the liberation of your palm of your hand, the Lamrim, the great Lamrim that, you know, composed by Lama Tsongkhap. Chögyal Tsum Lamrim Chanchu Lamrim Chimbu Sashin. So it's very clearly listed in Lamrim teachings, or composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. Chakleya ji, Tongwa Juba, Tar Manya Ba Chao, so. Chakleya means, you know, Chak literally means hand, honorific. It's called Lakpa, means that's like very casual way to say, Lakpa, this hand. chak, that's honorific, you say, you know, we are saying hand, chak. Chak name is, you know, way you handle things. This house been handled, you know, like 300 years ago, this house been handled, chakle towa juba, means, towa juba means something that you see, it's been done like that, you see. You see that something been done like that, you see, or you're like, you know, like, you see that this house been done. You see, like, towa juba, like, for example, like, I'm not sure how long that, that you have something here, like, handling the American flag if some soldier dies when they come, so that you, where you roll, the way you handle all of that, that's like just watching them. It's been done like that 100 years ago, then it's been passed down. That's example towards which I live. You just see that's how it's been handled. Let's go to Anjibichalu. Manyambachas need to carry that kind of, you know, instructions has been done. Like I was, Nyam means deteriorated. You know, so now nobody knows. Nobody knows how to fold the flag. Nobody knows, you know. Just like then it's like, how you say, deteriorated. So then they are saying like that kind of how to perform the rites when somebody requested like the Buddhist vows, there's a way to perform the vows, you know. So that needs to be preserved and need to be done like properly according to the has been done, no? Previously has been done. My number also. The net messing soon is Simjela Toa, so Simmessing soon is Simjela Toshu, Pivishin, Pivishin. So now you receive the wishing Buddhist vows, then you know, like, basically it's not really vows, but you know, that day and night you wish something like, best of the best for all living beings, you know, day and night you wish. In order to to gain inspiration or maybe inspired by Bodhicitta, so then need to think about the benefit of, you know, the Bodhicitta, okay? To means, you know, like, Towa means happy, Towa. Shuk is the power of happy, power of, you know, happiness, the power of happiness. Same to Toshu. When you think about Bodhicitta, there's not just happiness, there's power of happiness, you know. So much inspire, and, you know, then, you know, end up thinking the benefit of Bodhicitta again and again, and that kind of boosts the power of, you know, happiness, thinking about Bodhicitta, or maybe receiving the wishing Bodhicitta vows. Simji ngu pewe chi nire, simji ngu pewe chi sa, ngu yi nisha re le to the simji ba tang sa. After that, you know, then like kind of like taking, like, you know, the first, of course, initially you have to take from someone else. After that, you don't need to take from someone else. You can just take, you know, when you're saying like six session Guru Yoga. So that's why six sessions, you know, six times a day, that's called six session Guru Yoga. So that covers, once you receive the wishing Buddhist vows, you are supposed to take that vows six times a day. So when you recite the six times Guru Yoga, it's part of that. It covers. So that therefore, six times Guru Yoga commitment is part of the highest yoga tantra commitments, because it covers. Otherwise, you are supposed to take the Buddhist vows six times a day. That kind of covers. Now it makes sense why six sessions. I was remembered emptiness, six times a day. There's many, many things that need to remember six times a day. Then that dream that six times in Guru Yoga practice is covers. Even just saying the word, it covers. No, no, it's not actually, it's not just say the word, probably we are supposed to think. But most of the time, you know, we just mumble, say the word. Oh yeah. In order to increase true wishing bodhicitta is part of bodhicitta, not really true bodhicitta, but in order to increase the true bodhicitta, so then need to check the wishing bodhicitta vow six times a day. Simje le mi bonwa, so not giving up on any living beings, not giving up, you know. So, or maybe just today, probably that will not break the vows. Forever, it's no good, you know, forever, you know. Maybe, you know, today I've kept some problems, maybe not. If you say forever, so then, you know, it's against your, against, you know, Buddhist vows, you know, Buddhist vows, you know, you never give up on sentient beings forever, you know, like, then it goes against the Buddhist vows. Then, you know, that risk may break the Buddhist vows. So, therefore, need to think very carefully before we take any vows. So, need to think very carefully. But, you know, same time, you know, like, I'm not, like, discouraging you to not to take the vows, but, you know, on the other hand, it says, you know, out of 600, like, 53 vows, long time ago, when Shakyamuni Buddha, well, he was in India, at that time, Buddha Dhamma was kind of flourishing. So, you know, there's no problem keeping all of them purely. So now, this generation time, if you keep one of them purely, it's like equivalent benefit of keeping all of them pure, because times change. You know, so many distractions, so many obstacles, anyway, so many obstacles, all of them like that. So then, therefore, you know, so then make, you know, even like, 14 root vows, 46 secondary vows, among those vows, if you can one, keep one pure, digital time, you get equal benefit of, you know, keeping all of them. So that's something to also think about, okay? So, and also this is for second knowledge, this is for second knowledge. That's how the Buddhist vow has been taken, that's when you request it, once you feel something, not just, or somebody say the retreat that you have to take Buddhist vows. Can you please give me Buddhist vows? Not like that. Not like that. This is sake for knowledge. Sake for knowledge? How do you say? Or sake of knowledge. Or sake of knowledge. For the sake of knowledge. That's the best English here. For the sake of knowledge. Karen told me, I still remember. For the sake of knowledge. For the sake of knowledge. Not giving up on being, sentient beings, forever. True collection of merit. This is all for the second knowledge, true collection of merit. What are those true collection of merit called? Yishigitso. Maybe I will probably hear, so maybe just so first I will see. If it's here, then it's easier to explain. Okay, so first we see. So in your soba deje, said there is simji minyambi jushila lava. So this life that you receive, you request to give the vision Buddhist vows, then you receive the vision Buddhist vows in this life. So now simji minyambi jushi. There's like four practice that helps you to not to, how you say, it's like there's four practice that helps you to keep your Buddhist vows, and also preserve your Buddhist vows, and also make sure that your Buddhist vow does not get deteriorated. Deterioration, it protects the vow to get deteriorated, okay? You know. So I'll explain you the four calls. Four, it's a juicy, it's like four calls. It's called four calls. That is supposed to protect you from losing bodhicitta, bodhicitta vows, or it will protect your bodhicitta vows, make sure that your bodhicitta vows not going to get deteriorated. No, bacha. Chima sim jebe, chima sim jeda mita shing. Mundo jebe, jun nabuchu shi pong bacha. Kabuchu shi tembate, mesim je tumu maimbe, lavja jela, lavja jela. Chima Simjeta Minda Shimundu Chivin Jun Nabu Chishipi Chima Simjeta in the future that you are not going to be separated from Buddhist vows, Minda Shimundu Chivin, not just that, in the very young age you will remember the Buddhist vows and also you remember the Bodhicitta. Mundu Chivin Simjeta, Chima Chima Simjeta Minda Shimundu Chivin Jun Nabu Chishipi Nabu Chishipi. There's certain things, there are four different things, it's called like Nabi Chushi. Maybe, can you hold 1 second, so probably better English here, Nabi Chushi. It is here, so probably it's a better translation. If it's not here, then... It's called like four negative conduct. It's also another word says like four transgressions of the Buddhist vows. Four transgressions of Buddhist vows. This for the sake of knowledge. First one, misleading Lama Ukoro, misleading the teachers. Make sense? U means, you know, there's honorific word for head. Go, there's casual way to go. U, there's honorific word to say. When you talk about Buddha, you don't say, oh, go. That's like, you know, you say, ooh. That's like, it is, ooh. Ukor, no. Ukor means, you know, it goes like this. Head goes like this. Ukor means, you know, the head goes like this. You say something, the lama's teacher's head goes like this. But say, you know, so they will say, don't spin, teacher's head. Okay, that's a literally word by word. Basically, it means, you know, don't, I say, so when I was a young boy in the monastery, every morning we have to memorize prayers, you know, all the little boys. So we don't have to go to the bathroom, then we just say, oh, I want to go to the bathroom. That's kind of like that, you know, so you do this, like I'm spinning his head a little bit. So then we go to, like, there's no bathroom, then you basically go to the field, open field, far away. The bathroom's right there, you go just right there, that doesn't help much, you know. So then... It's right there, then you just come back. So for us, bathroom is like out of the house, probably 1 mile or 2 miles in the field. That takes time, so then all this time you don't say prayer. You understand? So this is Dogo, this is what it is. Then it, Shinji Gyawala, Jyotu Chupa, so. There's the first one, okay. Ukor, no, the word literally ukor means a little spin, you know. Then they're misleading the teachers, you know. Here, particularly the teacher whom you receive vows, Buddhist vows, whom you request Buddhist vows. Sinji Gyawala Jyotu Chubas, leading others to regret their virtuous deeds. Second one, leading others to regret their virtuous deeds. Sinji Gyawala Jyotu Chubas means, oh, like making, you know, oh, you have been so kind from now on, don't give too much, you know, just like too much, you know. Like making somebody regret what they did something good. Making somebody regret what they did something good. They say something good, maybe, you know, making them regret towards something positive deeds. Shinji gyawa jyotu chupa, so that's how I say, huh? That's number second. Oh, so number third, teaching the shubala. But this is not good translation, probably. Disparaging or disparaging those in the mind and the doctrine. Make sense? Mm-hmm. If somebody says, oh, talk about Bodhisattva, oh, don't worry about yourself. Why you worry about all living beings, you know? It's just ridiculous. Why you worry about being, just worry about yourself. And this is not, they're like that, you know, just discouraging them. It was maybe like teaching the Shubhala, Chuyanda, or criticizing them. Or, make sense? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So number four now, you know, cheating others, that's why they say cheating others. Yoju. I'm not sure what they call it. That's like when the boss is around, then you kind of do all the works and not very properly. When the boss disappears, then it's just like, you know. What is it called? That's called yoju. It's not really cheating, it's cheating. What do you call it? It's English, any special English word?
Well, you're faking.
Huh?
Not
really, but while the boss is there, you are not faking, you are doing your work very seriously. When the boss went on somewhere, so then you just say, oh, no, no. It's not like, yeah, they do things in front of the people, but if there are no people, they don't do. Yoju is not, yeah, like cheating others. I think that's not really cheating, like, it's like, oh.
It's kind of a form of cheating, because you're only working if you're being watched.
No, oh, yeah, okay. So if you think cheating is a good thing, then just leave there. Yeah, cheating, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway, these are the four, what you call, four transgression of the Buddhist vows. So, Nabhichishipong, so. Nabhichishipong, yeah. Chima Sim.
We have a saying here that says, when the cat's away, the mice will play.
When the cat's away?
The mice will play.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Geshe-la, we're talking about only keeping the vows when people can see you.
No, no.
Right? No?
This is something that, you know, probably we should not engage once we receive the vows. We should not engage on those four things. Misleading.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If you have Bodhisattva vows, you don't.
Because these things will deteriorate your Bodhisattva vows.
Okay.
Not in just this life, not in the future life. So that's why you need to be very careful about those. It's called nabhichesh. Kabhichesh. So these are something that needs to be abandoned, okay? Oh yeah, then one second, let's go on. So this dictionary is very, very helpful, so you know some. So then what these four things need to be abandoned, then what four things need to be practiced? This is called four right actions. And the four black actions, four white actions. The first one is called four black actions, literally, Nabu Chushi. Nabu Chushi, so. Then this is four white actions, so. Four white actions, so. So this needs to be practiced, so. This is like only if you requested someone to give you vows, you thought about that, you practice of that, you study Buddhist vows, you study those two instructions, you meditate on them, and you feel great, and you feel very hopeful that you could generate a Buddhist love in this life, and you could get enlightenment in this life. You are so encouraged by that, that you start, then you have some feelings towards Bodhicitta, then you require, then after that, what needs to be abandoned, what needs to be practiced, okay? Tādi sōkam shēgīji chīyāng shēshintu jū mīmāvā, so. So now these are the four white actions. I just explained the four black actions. This is the four white actions, so. Sōkam tāna shēgīji chīyāng shēshintu jū mīmāvā, so. Abandoning consciously telling lie at the cost of one's life or even a joke. Make sense? Abandoning consciously telling that. So come from the shaking and shin to the mess. Intentionally lying. The, once you receive the wishing Buddhist vows, that's like not just, I think I received vow, I don't know, I went there, you know, so maybe, not like that. You thought about that, you practice, you meditate, and you have some feelings, and then after that you receive the vow, it's not like that, I went there, somebody gave initiation, Gita, is this Buddhist vow, is the part of that? Did I receive Buddhist vow? Not like that. No. So that means like, this is like, you thought about that, you practiced on that, and you requested, personally requested. And then after that, no. That means less likely, you will have problems, less likely, no. Sōgam tāna shēgī chīyān shīdī dhūnu mīmās, no. Intentionally lying, that's it. Once you receive the Buddhist, wishing Buddhist vows, you understand when I say, well, once you receive them, you request it. Not just you went there, so and so is going there, or I just went there, I don't know. Not like that. You know, you do know what you went for, you know very clearly, you are crystal clear. Not like that, okay? So then, so come means like soak one's life. Soak means one's life. You know, that's like. Then, yeah. Even though it's for your life or for sake of joke, you will never lie intentionally. Make sense? Mm-hmm. So now let me read the translation. Abandoning consciously telling lies at the cost of one's life or even for a joke. Make sense? Huh? Dumas, come here, read English. Read this.
Abandoning consciously telling lies at the cost of one's life or even for a joke. So yes, I guess to try to reword it, it means you no longer ever tell a lie, even if it's to save your life, or even if it's just lightly that you're making a joke. You would just never
consciously, intentionally, knowing that's a lie. You don't know, sometimes you don't know it's a lie or not, right? So you just say because somebody say you don't know it's true or not, or like that. Make sense? Yes. Oh. This all for the sake of knowing, it's good to know. It's good to know what you are getting into. It's good to know. You know, it's not just, what you are getting into is something very good, something very powerful, but we have to understand. Tine, sinjien la yujim meba sambata mundia baase. being unbiased, because your mind is already neutralized. Stranger, enemy, friend, for you, they are all same. They all deserve your love, they all deserve your compassion, they all need to be, you know, love, care, you know, all of them, no, like, so then that's like the four immeasurable. Without four immeasurable, there will be no compassion. No compassion, no bodhicitta. You know, that's how the orders. So when you summarize four immeasurable practice, then it comes down on compassion. It is compassion to have to generate compassion. In order to do that, not just compassion, you know, unbiased compassion, universal compassion. So it's kind of, you know, coming, but in, like then, while Lamrim did not start right from the beginning, Mayana path, it doesn't work, practically it doesn't work like that. Mayana path has to come in the end of the Lamrim. Why? Not having any understanding of samsara, there will be no compassion. Not having any understanding of the small scope, middle scope, karma, impermanent, there will be no universal compassion. That's why Lamrim has been listed like that, to help, to reach you to highest goal, enlightenment. You have to understand, you know, like level by level. Not having good understanding of Four Noble Truths, it's impossible to generate universal compassion. It's no way, it's impossible. Any compassion not rooted in the Four Noble Truths is going to be biased. It's not going to be universe, it's going to be biased. Oh, why I have to show compassion to him? He's rich, he has everything, he's famous, he has money, he has position, he doesn't look like he needs compassion. That clearly shows that you don't understand Four Noble Truths. That's why the problem is not knowing, so then you know. Then Sinjela Yijume was unbiased in helping all sentient beings without having Ulterior thoughts. What is that, ulterior thoughts?
Motive behind
your thoughts. Unbiased in helping all sentient beings without having ulterior thoughts.
Yes, well, ulterior motive usually means sort of a hidden and not positive motivation for something.
Basically, what it means being genuine, sincere, you know. Or if somebody smiles, then be sincere. If somebody doesn't smile, not like that. Being sincere, genuine. Oh, that's what it means, okay? The second one, no? Simje kula, tembe duje cheji, no, this will prevent all the problems that we have if we can manage to think like that. No, these are all good things. Sinjekuna, towards all living beings, able to see, or not just teach, oh, maybe, no, it's not just normal person, maybe could be Buddha, could be enlightened beings. No? Like that, no. So now, Shantideva, why he said that, even though we will achieve enlightenment equally rely on sentient beings and enlightened beings, and here we show whole lot of respect towards enlightened beings, holy beings, but we don't show any respect towards sentient beings. Shantideva says, I don't understand that kind of like behavior. So here, that's what Sinjikuna, Tembe Dishichi, you know. See everybody's enlightened being, see them as enlightened being. Then they show the same respect that you show when you see Shakyamuni Buddha image, and you show the same respect. So, why you have any problems? Because I think nobody gets into problems showing respect to all living beings, showing compassion. So this is a very good. Simjekuna, Tembe Dushichi, Tujinga Vajjavas. Recognizing all the bodhisattva as a teacher, sir. this is the, this is wrong translation. This is totally wrong translation. So sorry to say. Recognize all Bodhisattva as a teacher. No. Simjikula, recognizing all beings, all sentient beings. Simjikula, sentient beings. As a Buddha, not as a teacher, as Buddha. Recognizing all sentient beings as Buddha. Not like recognizing all the Bodhisattva as teachers. So this is wrong. This is like incorrect, not wrong, like incorrect. And praising them, that's the right. Praising them as they deserve throughout the four directions. The four directions, that's been added there extra. So something added there, it's not there. That doesn't make sense. Recognizing all sentient beings as Buddhas, praising them, that's it. No more translation. Then there's a then the sources them say they deserve throughout the four directions. This is just extra. So recognizing all sentient beings as Buddha, praising them. Oh, that's what it means. Number three. Simjikula Tumbi Dishi Chichi Tunji Ngapa Jeva. So Tunji Ngapa Jeva. No, once a while you say, oh, this no person never say any, they never criticize anybody else. No, he always says something good, no? When you talk, he always say, you never say anything bad, no? He always say something good things about other people. This is a good human qualities, No? So that's number three. Duja nam nisir peba mitova, dode chanju to juba, no? Duja nam. Inspiring all sentient beings to strive for the attainment of supreme enlightenment. Oh, this is a good translation. Dujana Nyinsire Thapa Mijoba. Need to encourage everybody to generate bodhicitta. Not just to, seek out of samsara, just push the highest level, bodhicitta. So go there, go, think big. Huh? Don't think small, think big. Means think for all everybody. Huh? These are called now four white actions. Huh? For black actions, they need to be abandoned. For white actions, need to be practiced. Why? If you want to preserve your Buddhist vows. If you want to make sure that your Buddhist don't vow. If you want to protect your Buddhist vows from the deteriorations. So then you abandon those four things and practice those four white actions. So then you will be never separated from Buddhist vows. This life, not just this life, future life. At the very young age, you will remember. You will remember that you have Buddhist vows, you remember. Therefore, some children, right from the beginning, they are so kind, so caring, so loving, carrying some seeds. So okay, now I already explained this four things here. This is called Kabi Chishi Temba the same simji tumu mayimbi labjeje. The eight types of special advice for people who receive wishing Buddhist vows. Special advice. These are like called eight types of special advice for people who receive Vishnu Buddhist vows. Okay? Kabi chuchi temba de metim je tummo mahim bilabe je lo je cho je so te je chungur ju de beza cho je lama atisha here, Indian master, lama atisha cho je te je chungur ju de be muze duwa shi che ba Munse Duma Shijaba. Nida Tabish Teje Maya the path. Teje Chogor Jugdebi. Someone who wish to enter Maya the path. Teje, make sense? Those who wish to enter into Maya the path. Jugdebi. Munse Duma Shijaba. Munse darkness is like problem. Darkness is like problem. darkness. It's like problem is, darkness is an example of the problems. Problems, no? Darkness. Muzi dunga shicheba, muzi dunga shicheba. Nidatabhi chanju sims, no? Bodhicitta is like moon, it's like sun, it's like moon. Display the darkness, which is symbolized problems, suffering. So, Bodhicitta is like moon and sun, no? Bodhicitta moon and sun. Nidatabhi chanju sims, no? This is like, when you see the image, you know, here the lotus symbolizes renunciations, then the top of that is moon disc, sun disc you don't see, because, you know, the white things, they symbolize moon disc. Top of the lotus symbolizes pure thought, that's renunciations. The top of that you see a little bit white, that's like moon disc, actually symbolizes bodhicitta. The top of that, there are sun disks. That symbolize wisdom, realized emptiness. So why they painted that? Whoever sitting on their throne supposed to possess those three principles of the path. That's why they are painted there. It's not just for decoration. So, so here, interesting, here, Nidatabhi changes. Here, Bodhicitta says here, it says in this stanza, and it says like, Nidatabhi chanju sims, like sun and moon like bodhicitta. Sun and moon like bodhicitta, a little bit different. No? Usually when you see three discs, the lotus, moon disc, sun disc, the moon disc usually symbolize bodhicitta, oh? Not the sun disc, they symbolize the wisdom. So, Nidatabhi chanju sims, kawa bebe jiyang rung, shesung, kawa bebe jiyang rung, shesung bata, teba chungi lam chungi. If you put effort, Lama Adhijaya says, if you put effort, bodhicitta is like sun and moon, which dispel the darkness, which kind of symbolize sufferings. If you put effort, you know, if you put effort, sometimes you will be generated, even though after one eons, you can generate. You know, it's not like you're never going to be generated. It's not like that. Kaba bebe, 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 kaba beb So therefore, the bodhicitta is the main path of the Mayana path. Main, the essence of the Mayana path is bodhicitta. Tepa chimbe lamji shungshin. Jase chepa namlo kuwe ten thamba, jirajan kuwe ten thamba. Jase chepa, means jase nam chepa lo kuwe ten thamba, jase no, like child of Victor One, or enlightened being, child of enlightened being, or chepa lo kuwe ten thamba. Because of bodhicitta, then you will engage into six profession practice. Six professions, these are bodhicitta practice. Because of this bodhicitta, you engage into six profession practice happily because of bodhicitta. Jase nam chöpa la kuwe ten tamba, it kind of, bodhicitta motivates you, it kind of inspires you, motivates you to practice six professions. It's like that. It's like the essence of the Mayana path, not just that, it's also like inspirations for one to, you know, practice six professions. Sanji ji ju tumbu. Sanji ji ju tumbu tumbu mayimba chanju sevi mbochi minyaba kone kondo pewala chibri chimbi tsaye ji beba chaasa. Sanji ji ju tumbu. Main cause of enlightenment, that's bodhicitta. So therefore, like, you know, put effort. Same Rinpoche, Minyamba, Kone Kondo Pewala, Chanju Simji Sayo, same Minyamba, Kone Kondo Pewala. So in order to increase or further develop, so then put whatever effort you can put, is worth you to put the effort, okay? Tene Chanju Simji Top Cheche Jedeza. Then eventually the bodhicitta will increase, the power of the bodhicitta will increase, slowly increase, tremendous increase. Then the chanju system top cheche pe jate je dombe khur suwa nibana Yudum Lang So. So then Bodhisattva will increase. So then, now is the time to take engaging Bodhisattva vows. So that's how, traditionally that's how engaging Bodhisattva has been taken, not just, you know, like that. So, what, Yudum Lang last. Then Chanju Sim Jutop, the power of Bodhisattva increase. No, really increase, no, increase, like, increase, no? Then, Jase Jin Domba Kursuwa Nirvana, no? So now you think, oh, now maybe I can keep all the vows. Probably no problem, I can keep all the vows. Then, you take the real vow, Buddhist vows. That's how it's been taken traditionally, no? Labjan Nam Jin, Lang La Ti, Labjan Nam Tsushin Lam Hoshi, no? Did it. So that's now complete the wishing Buddhist vows. So now the engaging Buddhist vows. How we are doing? Continue? Huh? But Judum Lembe Chokala Jidi Minda Mande. So now engaging Buddhist vows. There are quite a number of different types of rites, right? Some of them are short, some of them are kind of long. Minda Mahade so, Changse, Chudimji Liu Jeba Sumba Panche. And Changsa, there's one text, is composed by Asanga, Arya Asanga, called Changsa. So in that text, it clearly stated the short version, longer version, short version. I think I've, if I'm not mistaken, whenever His Holiness gives the Buddhist vows, so he used it, you know, right from this text. According to the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, so most of you are very familiar with the text. So in that text, there's like the shorter version of, you know, rites, of the engaging Buddhist vows. That's the real Buddhist vows. So, so like in the there's like, you know, 14 root vow, 46 secondary vow. This is like engaging Buddhist vows. You know, like usually it's like wishing that I wish to something good for all beings. So just, you just wish, you know, just say, okay, I like to have that wish. You know, it's not really vow. It's like wishing Buddhist vows. Then, you know, once you receive that vow, then you really engage in the six perfection practice. So that's really Buddhist or did so. Junju do the Sijinism, there's only two stanzas according to the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. There's a shorter version of, you know, offering Buddhist vows, engaging Buddhist vows, shorter version. That's like only two stanzas. Gone le zusu mataje. Do kunjo tekwale, jejun jame yangu, Jabu Namba Jivete, two Jivet Choka Chido Sumata, London to Kyoba Tang. So then there's like one, the right, shorter version of right is listed in the Lamb of the Path, Light of the Path, composed by Lama Atisha, is there, is listed, probably stanza more likely. Light of the Path is my stanza, so it's listed there, the shorter version, or another shorter version. Oh, that shorter version is coming directly from the sutra called Dode Kunjo Tsepa. Don't know how to translate that name of the sutra. Shayaja Payuji Kiru Mambo Jidinazu Sumanam Sigi Cheva Mado Tenidas. And there are many, many different types of rites, but it's all different, they are all different based on the word, not on the meaning. Same meaning, but some have more word, some have less word. Only difference in word, not the meaning. Oh, Chama Ma Zha Tuyene Zha Dhe Chanju Senpa Laba Chini Jyoba Tamje La Loba Kenle Ma Yino Zha. This is all that, you know, like making commitment to keep the vows. That's all the same meaning. Tina Jawa Se Da Chyoba Pang Du Sha Dhe Ngar Debe Sanje Da Chanju Senpa Namje Chita Laba Tans. So now this is a little explaining a little bit like how the vow has been taken. So then thinking part in the congregation that you request it, then you are thinking, maybe Lama said that, then you repeat the word after that. Typically it's been done like, say the word, then you repeat after that the word. The meaning of the word is here, explaining here. Tonight, Jawa said that Jawa Pandu Shad, just visualize all the Buddhas and the Buddhist Dhammas, you know, filled with the room, wherever you are taking Buddhist vows. The room is very much decorated. So maybe there's a couple of people, you know, they just visualize, you know, this environment filled with the Buddhas and Buddhist Dhammas, Pandu Shad, or they are being witness this very special event that you are taking some kind of commitment, you know, like for welfare of all sentient beings. So this is a big deal, very big deal. The other part of the strategy. Not Devi Sanjay, the suggestion about the Sri Lama Tao. Likewise, previous Buddhist Sattvas and the Buddhas, and likewise, like future Buddhas and the Buddhist Sattvas, how they practice Buddhist Sattvas, past in the future, past Buddhas and Buddhist Sattvas, in the future Buddhas and Buddhist Sattvas. How they practice Buddhist vows, Tada, the current and the present, you know, present Buddhas and Buddhist from the 10th generation, likewise, the way they practice, exactly the way they practice, I, myself, then you say name, then you say, for sake of all mother sentient beings. Oh, Dagi, John, Magin, Sinjin, Dinam, Tamji, Nyudu, Trovacheris, quickly freed all of them from the problems. Jati Chuba Tada Tada Lava Chavashi Tam Chajis. You make commitments in your heart. Now I'm going to make this promise to liberate all of these mother sentient beings quickly from the problems. Quickly from the problems. Therefore I'm going to take this vows. Lava Chava. That's the kind of intention that you need, okay? Judum Sunya Sadhu Jurji Nishirus. See. So now, all breaking, not breaking, but you know, it's, for me it's very, very hard if someone comes to me, oh, did Gisela, did I receive Buddhist vows? How do I know? I went to this initiation, that initiation. So now, this is for sake of knowledge. That's how traditional Buddhist vows have been taken. It's not lightly. Taking vows is easy. Practicing, not easy. Taking, you know, you just repeat certain words. And then not having any clue of understanding when I should take, you know, like, then this is like, then here, engaging Buddhist vows, when you receive that, then there's like 14 root vows, 46 secondary vows. So first you take wishing Buddhist vows, I think there's not any commitment. There's only 8 advice to follow. Only 8 advice to follow. You follow this 8 type of advice when you receive wishing Buddhist vows. That means, you know, just wishing. I like to wish, you know, everybody happy. You know, I like to wish, you know. So therefore, I'm going to practice this 8 type of advice. There's not like 640 root vows, 646 secondary vows. That's not for the wishing Buddhist vows. This is for the engaging Buddhist vows. This is for the sake of knowledge. This needs to be very clear. So, oh yeah. So then, wishing Buddhist vows has been taken fast. Then, you know, take a long time, you know, so then you practice, then you really feel, you know, oh, now, then that, you know, wishing Buddhist vows can increase. Then you take, then that's like, yeah, 14 root vows, that's like 46 secondary vows. Daja magasinji dina vidu nyudu towa cheveshi jatishi chupa tadala tadaji lausha. Now I'm going to engage into six profession practice now to save all my mother sentient beings. Now I'm going to engage. So that's how the engaging Buddhist vows been taken. Then after that, you have vows. 14 root vows, then 46 secondary vows. Then, you know, that's how, you know, see, it's not just right from the beginning, oh, I have like 40 root vows, like 46 secondary vows, not like that. Makwe be gone, chanju sembe, domba, not just the sujin loves. Then after that, you know, then you have to be mindful about this 14 root vow, then 46 second row. So then, if you are doing the 6,000 Guru Yoga, it covers. It's all vows will be covered by 6,000 Guru Yoga. That's why it's called 6,000. Why 6,000? You are supposed to remember Bodhisattva vow 3 times or 6 times a day. You are supposed to remember empty 6 times a day. Then like, you know, supposed to remember like Bodhisattva vow 6 times a day. If you say it, whether you're thinking or not thinking, at least you are verbally, you are kind of remembering. I guess you are remembering. So, Buddhist deeds, you know, mainly refers to six perfections, so, Buddhist deeds. So. So, if the Buddhist deeds, if you summarize Buddhist deeds, then it's going to summarize into three practices. So, you know, so probably you already know that. There's like three ethics, huh? All the Bodhisattva did is summarized in three ethics, you know, like first one, don't be children, you know. It's like probably refers to the 14 root vow, 46 secondary vow, there's something that needs to be abandoned. Let's go out, maybe here, let me look. So I don't know how to do it. Anybody remember the three ethics? Not in Tibetan, in English.
You mean in the Lamrim?
No. Huh?
In the Lamrim?
Yeah, it's same in Lamrim, same.
The ethics of abandoning misdeeds.
Oh yeah.
The ethics of gathering virtue.
Oh yes.
And the ethics of acting for the welfare of all beings.
Oh, yes, yes. So no need books, no need. So that's exactly. First one called like nijet don't be chudim, geva chudim chudim, sinjet chudim chudim. Yeah, these are when the Buddhist or this is summarized, it's going to be three of them, three ethics. So. Tedala Sudishimalaba Chao, so then it said requesting practice with effort. That's a Laba Chao. So Teda Chinava Lama Lashini Lotus. So the problem, this is now a good word to stop. So then say, please practice with effort. Teda Chinava Lama Lashini Lotus. And you're asking, please bless me to be able to do this practice. This is very good. So now, reach the perfect word to stop. Because we Tibetans are very superstitious. So this is good word. So I'm very, very happy. So this now, time 8:20, reach right there. Perfect, auspicious word to stop. So very, very happy. So then you recite this. 100 page number 155 LC 100 then you decide that to do java ko to do jalam nam da jase do me jidan je ten jo su su ba le cha ba chen je loves. So then you recite that, that's what you think, and then you recite stanza number 100, then you recite prophet time to stop to do java ko to do jalam nam da jase do me jidan ten jo su jim sum jin nam da sum ba le cha ba. Now this three training, so see where the hurdle. I seek your blessing that I may eagerly endeavor to put into practice three Maya and the moral code. When you summarize the Bodhisattva deed, it summarizes into three Maya and the moral code. That's the moral code. And to restrain my mind stream with the pure vow of the conqueror's children. So, that's very good, child. That's very good. Sometimes there's a son, it's not really a son, it's like child. I said this many times, child. The single path journey by the all victorious ones of the three times. So then, you know, then just visualize the drop from your heart that you receive the blessing from the marriage field, that you visualize in front of you, then you receive the blessings. So then they're, you know, able to do this, you know, practice. Now that complete wishing Bodhisattva vows, engaging Bodhisattva vows is now complete. So now everybody become Bodhisattva. Isn't that wonderful? Oh yeah. Yeah, then Daga Shinya Sabin Gewa, they don't know what will look under the Chabadra. They be nimble and also she show. I did talk to Donasi, like, while I was gone, so Venice, now you can get together here, regardless whether I'm here or not, please come. You know, then discuss, practice, meditate, you know, so review all of that, you know, just to, like, nuns, you know, so then later, so then, yeah, so discuss, come here, Venice, now discuss so far what we cover, and, you know, it, then this is it, like, it benefits whole environment, believe or not, whole environment, you know. And people walk in, they feel good because this environment is very much blessed to be here, talk about Dharma, think about Dharma, discuss about Dharma, it's all good. Okay, so, and I will be very happy knowing that, you know, that you are doing here practice, you know, so get together practice, you know, it's not, you know, you come, if I'm here, you don't come, if not here, it's not good, you know, you come because of the benefits, okay? Well, yeah, thank you very much.
If you turn to page 100 in the Gold Prayer Book.
The government, it's okay, just say the mandala, it's okay. Just say.
Mandalakam Niryatayami. Okay, now turn to page 235. And we'll chant the first four stanzas in Tibetan. 235. Gewa dinu dudak Lama Sangye Dujune Dova Chikya Malupa Dehi Sala Gerpa Shok Janchu sen charen poche, ma ke panan ke guchi, ke wan yam pa me payan, gone gondu pa washo. Jan pa pa wo jita ken padam, kuntu zampo deyan de jinte, Deda kungi jezu dalo che gewa di da tan che rab tun ho. Dusun shepe gewa tan che ki nyo wa gala cho tu na pa de. Da she gewe ta wa di kun kyan sampo chu che rab tun no wa gi. Then turn to 244 and 245. Very short, long life prayers. Kandira we kowe shin kandi, tendan de wa malu shun we ne, chenre si guan ten singya tsui, shape si te bardu tengyu chi. Jonu iye nanan wa shotu, awatare ten bara topa, lo sangye we de ton de pelsho, shase gengye la matso wa de. Tu tsu chan jin jang gen ge wei, chen xin kyong pe wei kun zu do po tse, chok sum ku wei leg mun tu du, pa dok so du je gen tu tak ten sho. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so. Om tare tu tare tu. Thank you. Oh, om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re